bouncy balls that kids used to sit on, or still do, I don't know. And
like a yoga type ball thing?
Yeah, like when you were little, like you'd hold on to it and kind of bounce
around.
Yeah, that
with a hand.
Those were his balls. That's how big his fucking balls were. They were like massive.
Why
didn't
he cut them
off?
How can he walk?
I don't know. He's like poor and like lives in like some little village. It's disgusting. Like,
oh, that's so. Oh, I don't even know.
I mean, he was like sitting on his ball. It was like
it didn't pop.
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, what if it hit a piece of glass or something? Like sperm everywhere. Wait, is that as much?
My guess is not so much.
Not so much. Unless they use dildos, but then I guess sperm is in the ball. I think the sperms are in the balls.
Yeah, maybe we need to have a sex ed class next time. No, I was just thinking more if you have elephantitis, would it actually be like a massive quantity of sperm, or does the elephantitis, like, what is it full of? Is it full of another fluid?
These are all serious questions.
Like, that is what I'm more... I don't think it's, like, a giant fucking sperm sack. Because if that was true, he could sell that shit to a sperm bank as long as there wasn't some weird gene that he would pass on. Mm. And he could make bank for all that jizz.
You know what? He could. And then you know what?
He could just drain his nut sack and boom!
I mean, I don't know what...
He could repopulate the world.
Well, yeah. And then he could, like, basically, like...
So it's, like, the smallest penis...
have enough money to get his ball cut off. Balls. Plural, I guess. But I don't know what the demand would be for somebody like that.
Well, something that's, like, hereditary, I don't know anything about elephantitis.
I mean, I think usually when people are shopping for sperm, they're like, Ivy educated, whatever, tall, handsome, not, like, poor farmer with balls that are swollen.
That doesn't mean he's, like, not smart.
Well,
maybe part of the reason he's a poor... How does he farm with balls that big?
I don't know if he's a farmer. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just making it up. I'm assuming he's not rich is what I'm saying.
Well, right.
And in poorer societies, there tend to be more farmers. They're more agricultural.
I mean, also.
I didn't think about that. We might need to make...
Logically.
Oh, logically. Or like factory worker, whatever, one of those.
I don't think he's hauling that shit to a factory.
I don't know. We're going to have to Google it later because I don't know what he's doing.
I'm so sad for his nutsack.
I'm sad for him more than his nutsack, but yeah.
Well, I just mean they probably get dragged around.
Yeah.
I bet they have calluses.
Oh my God. Ew. He needs Dr. Scholl's. So disgusting. Anywho, that was a whole other side note. So the point is we went to the smallest penis competition, which was crazy. So packed.
So packed.
Full of... I wouldn't say horny women, because I don't think anyone was horny for the small penises.
I think it was more like a strange fascination.
Sperm is in the ball.
And curiosity / it's hilarious that anybody would want to advertise they have a small penis, because I don't know how they're ever going to get ass after that.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Why would you tell people that? It's so
peculiar. That is a perfect question for our guest.
It is.
Do you find having a small penis gets you more or less vagina?
This is a very good question.
Because usually my experience with small penises has been, you go home with a guy, you're like, woo, and then you're like, what the fuck?
And
then you're like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, what do you,
like,
do with this?
Erase a post-it with something? Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know, maybe, like, water pick my teeth? Like,
I know.
Because that's going to do nothing for me.
It's going to do absolutely, like, have enough money to get nothing. Or, like, you could use it as, like, a mini golf pencil. If you were to go play mini golf right at that moment or something. It's sad. I don't know what to do with it. Like, sometimes it just doesn't feel like it. It feels like there's a finger in you. It doesn't feel like a full... Sometimes you don't even know it's there.
I had a guy once where I, like, literally my heart dropped and I was like, oh my God, am I in bed with a tranny?
Aww, that's so sad.
And then he was like, oh, do you have a condom? And I was like, no.
You're like, for what?
And he was like, well, we're not having sex then. And literally what went through my head was, what the hell would I be having sex with even if one of us had a condom? Like, there is nothing there. My penis is bigger than yours.
I feel so bad.
It was really depressing. I was really sad.
It makes me really sad. And I actually did.
Logically.
Or, like, factory worker. A guy once that had a small penis. And I remember thinking, maybe he could get a prosthetic because I really liked him. And he was really cute. You know who I'm talking about? Later. Because I don't know what he's like. I just didn't know what to do. I was like, so I went on Amazon. I looked up, like, prosthetic penis. I swear to God, I'm not even shitting you.
Wow.
And they make them. They make these, like, rubber penises you can stick on yourself.
Well, I think the small penis was a sign for the crazy to come, so.
Yeah, that's true. It ends up being batshit crazy.
His small penis saved him.
And for the most
saved
part,
you.
I've always had good penis karma, so whatever. So, no more prosthetics for me. Anyway, so this guy emailed me last year after I wrote a blog post about it.
He was the winner, right? The year before?
I don't remember if he was the winner. He was a contestant, for sure.
Opening curiosity slash it's hilarious that...
We'll ask him. The year before, and he wanted to come last year, but he couldn't. So he emailed me, and he's like, you know, if you'd ever like to talk about it, I'd be more than happy. And I thought, great. So I asked him to participate today, and he was totally down to do that. However, he emailed me, and he said that if I wanted pictures, I could Google it, like his name and penis.
And I was like, I don't want
to
see it.
Yeah, I was like, that was really unnecessary. Like, I don't need to see that. We're just going to talk about it.
Well, he said that he gets off on it, so he probably would like you looking at photos of his tiny penis. Okay.
Well, I don't even want to think about that. So let's just go ahead and call him right now. I'm sure he's a lovely individual. What's his
name? John.
He goes by nothing, or like you could use it as like a mini golf pencil. Rip Van Winkle. Oh, wait. Is he not? Let's see if he answers. Here we go. Let's hope he answers. The suspense is on.
Is the computer going to go into the mic enough?
What do you mean?
The noise coming out of it?
Yeah. Hmm. John does not seem to be answering. He did tell me he suffers from narcolepsy. So hopefully he's not asleep.
Well, that could be possible.
A problem. So we're here with John, who was a guy once that had a small penis. And I remember thinking, maybe he could get a prosthetic because I really liked him and he was really cute. Well, why don't you tell us about yourself? You were in the smallest penis contest a couple years ago, right?
I was in the first one in 2013, and I finished in second place. And I've been told that there's nothing worse than to finish in second place in the smallest penis contest. But I don't know about that.
Well, okay, you're going to have to enlighten me and Abby, because we were just talking, and we don't quite understand why someone would want to be in the smallest penis contest.
You've got a lot of company on that. I can only tell you how I got.
Okay. We'll ask him. The year before, and he wanted to come last year, but he couldn't. So,
involved in it. Back in spring of 2013, I saw a story in the Huffington Post, and it was about this bar in Brooklyn that was going to have the smallest penis contest. And I read this thing, and I did something that I hardly ever do. Hmm. And that is, I laughed out loud. Literally laughed out loud. Normally, I read a story, it's amusing, I'll smile, but I won't. But this thing made me... So I read it, and I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. And I forgot about it. But then later, I kept thinking about it and how funny it sounded.
Rip Van Winkle. Oh, wait. Is he not... Let's see if he answered. Enter.
Well, I thought I've got nothing to do in July, you know. I've never been to Brooklyn. I've been to New York, but not Brooklyn. And I thought I should do it. So I talked to a couple friends, and they said, yeah, you should. So I did it. And it was fun. It was a blast. But a lot of people are like you. They just don't get it. They just don't understand. They think it's humiliating. And I'm sure that, you know, you got like different kinds of people that actually went to the wild.
Well, why don't you tell us about yourself? You were in the smallest penis contest a couple years ago, right?
Like me, I thought this is hilarious.
So you don't feel embarrassed? Oh, there's a lot of feedback.
I think you have to move that.
Let me move this here. So, you didn't feel humiliated, is what you're saying, when you did it?
More so afterwards. Afterwards, once I got home and I started checking the internet, and you started reading all the comments, and not so much the stories, but the comments that people would leave, and yeah, there was definitely some involved in it. Back in spring of 2013, I saw a story in the Huffington.
Well, I mean, we definitely went because we thought it sounded funny. Like, we can appreciate the humor in it, but that's as an observer. We were just wondering how people who are actually competing in the competition are feeling.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know about the other guys, but I pretty much knew ahead of time that it wasn't going to be, you know, a standing ovation for the long time. No pun intended. There's going to be some people who thought it was the absolute worst, mostly guys, from what I understand, just thought it was a bit the worst idea imaginable. But
enter.
Well, I thought, you know, I've got a story with this. I thought I've got nothing to do in July, you know, but I didn't look at it like I did. So
what's it like having a small penis?
Well, that's a pretty general question.
Okay, when it comes to the ladies.
Not so bad, I think, for a couple of reasons. I think, for one thing, most women, they're not going to have a clue if you're big, small, or in between until they've already decided that they're probably going to sleep with you. So when your pants first come down, they've already decided, like me, and thought this is hilarious.
So you don't feel embarrassed. Oh, there's a lot of feedback.
You have to move that.
Let me move this here.
So down, at least in my case, I'm generally already kind of aroused. So when they see me for the first time, they're not seeing me at my worst. They're not seeing me at my normal, you know, inch and a half, inch and three quarters. They're seeing bigger than that. Oh. So if they have a nasty surprise, it's going to be the next morning.
Oh, didn't think of it that way. How big does it get?
It actually, that's why this whole...
Well, I mean, we definitely went because we thought it sounded funny. Like, we can appreciate the humor in it, but that's as an observer. We were just wondering.
You know, for one thing, who knows? Who knows who really has the smallest penis in Brooklyn? And the other thing is, what counts? Are you counting erect? Are you counting limp? I always assumed that it meant limp. And for me, that's like not quite 2 inches. But erect is actually average, which I think is, what, 6-7 inches, something like that.
That's impressive.
Wow. Talk about a grower, not a shower.
Definitely a grower, not a shower.
I'm shocked to hear. I mean,
I didn't look at it like I did, so.
So what's it like having a small penis?
Well,
big, I guess. Well, it's not so bad. That's really
what's important.
That's really what's important in life, because that's really when you need it.
Well, and also, when we went to the smallest penis contest, we thought it was going to be a little bit more revealing, but we realized that they could not actually have guys showing their penises on stage, so it was true that, yeah, they had one guy who, when he was dancing around, they were, like, accusing him of being able to see through his little, like, I don't even know what it was. It looked like a diaper G-string.
It did. They had diaper G-strings.
Yeah, they explained it to
toilet
us.
Toilet paper.
Apparently, there was an ordinance, and it's the most bizarre. First come down, at least in my case, I'm generally already kind of aroused, most testicles, but it's not okay to have an exposed penis. I have no idea. You know, I can only imagine what kind of lawyer talk led to that. But
that's retarded. Well, somebody told us they had the biggest balls in Bushwick, and apparently it's not a real thing, but I guess they could actually do that and show the balls then.
Yeah, they could. And I actually know someone who could compete in that, so I might have to call him up, give him a heads up. Well, cool. I mean, I guess we got the lowdown on small penises. We thought it was going to be such a horrible condition.
Because, you know, for one thing, who knows? Who knows who really has the smallest penis in Brooklyn?
People that don't grow.
Maybe some people don't grow. I mean, have you heard of other... Is there like a gang of small penises? Do men talk about that?
I figured you'd probably ask me about getting teased, and I was saying, well, that, you know, the stereotype, but it's true, is the worst is probably back in junior high or high school in the locker room with other guys.
Oh.
But after that, the only situation I could think of that's that you kind of dread, that you try to avoid, and that's something I don't have to worry about anymore because I'm so damn old. But
I guess. Well, it's not so bad. That's really
what's important.
That's really what's important in life, because that's really when you need it.
Well, and also
a lake party or a pool party where some drunken idiot says, "Let's go skinny dipping." It's like, you don't want that because you're not aroused. You're with people who are strangers. You got a mix of men and women. That's something you want to avoid. But I don't know. But reading some of the comments after the contest I was in, I think you women are just as vicious as men. But you just do it behind our backs. You don't do it to our face.
Yeah. Only sometimes.
Exposed testicles, but it's not okay to have an exposed penis.
Only women. There weren't that many. I mean, I feel like there were a few men, but they looked more like they were working at the event. It didn't seem like many got, or they were, I feel like there were, like, quite a few gay guys, but I didn't see many straight guys there, I guess.
Well, no, why would a straight guy want to be there? That would be,
because somebody dragged them.
I don't know many straight men that would come with me to that. I really don't. I don't think they want penises in their face.
Good place to pick up women, though.
That is a good point, but guys don't think like that. Otherwise, there'd be more of them in yoga class. You'd think somebody would have picked up on that by now, right? Yoga class? Great.
Guys are stupid. What can I say?
People that don't grow.
Maybe some people don't grow. I mean, have you heard of other... Is there like...
So what was your talent in the competition?
I wouldn't call it a talent, but we had to do something. So I just wrote a poem and kind of read it like rap lyrics. I didn't have any music or anything. It was called My Poor Pecker. And I wrote the thing in about 15 minutes, just a joke. And I got up on stage and did my rendition of My Poor Pecker, and I crumpled up that would be a lake party or a pool party where some drunken idiot says, "Let's go skinny dipping." It's like, you don't want the Village Voice had picked up the paper and brought it back and reprinted My Poor Pecker word for word in their blog. And I was so impressed because I thought, well, now I know how to get published in the Village Voice. You just 15 minutes writing this stupid poem, and there you go.
That's kind of awesome.
I should send them my pigeon song that I wrote about the pigeons on the balcony.
Well, you have to crumple it up in a piece of paper and throw it on the floor of a bar.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do that first. I'm going to make sure I do that.
Is that Abby Stern I'm hearing?
Only women. There weren't that many. I mean, I feel like there were a few men, but they looked more like they were working at the event. It didn't seem like many got, or they were, I feel like there were, like, quite a few.
Listen to one of your earlier podcasts, and you had that story about him pooping in the backyard.
Oh, yeah, with the dog.
Yeah, and I thought, poor guy, daughter out there talking about him. But then listen to me, I'm talking about a small penis contest. I can't
talk. I'm definitely my father's daughter, so it's kind of his fault, I guess, that I'm this way.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure he wouldn't really care.
I'm just teasing.
I know. She's a good daughter. I'll vouch for you as a child. Cool. Well, thanks for talking, Ruth.
So what was your talent in the competition?
I wouldn't call it a talent, but we have to do something. So it's on June 13th if you want to show up.
We should try to make it.
We should try to make it. We should pencil that in.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Huh? It was so crowded when we were there. We had to wait for like a half hour in line to get in.
That's a different bar now. You know, they moved.
Oh, okay. So maybe there'll be more room.
I think it's bigger. I haven't been there, but I'm told it's a little bigger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the last one we got there and we were going to leave because we were waiting for so long. And then finally we got in and we couldn't.
Village Voice had picked up the paper and brought it back and reprinted My Poor Pecker word for word in their blog. And I was so impressed because
the remainder of the drink, because she already spilled half it, just the remainder. I poured it inside her Prada bag, I think it was.
I think it was a knockoff.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Right? That's what I said. Fuck her.
Yeah, then we had to leave.
Yeah. Well, no, we stayed for a while and then we left. It wasn't like she was threatening me. I would have knocked her out, that crazy bitch.
Were you there when the pooper struck again?
What?
No.
That awful smell?
I don't think so.
No.
That's happened the year I was in it. And I listened to one of your earlier podcasts and you had that story about him pooping in the backyard.
Oh, yeah, with the dog.
Yeah, that's a poor guy. Daughter out there talking about him. But then listen to me. I'm talking about his
We didn't stay very long. It was so crowded. Huh.
Yeah, it was, like, unpleasantly crowded. Like, people just kept bumping into us. It was impossible to order a drink. We couldn't really see. Like, we're glad we went, but it was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But, no, it would be great to go this year.
Yeah. So maybe we'll see you this year.
All right.
All right. Thanks for talking
to
us.
Thank
you. It's nice talking to you.
Bye. Have a good day.
Here again. It's in June 13th if you want to show up.
We should try to make it.
We should pencil that in.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Huh? It was so crowded when we were there. We had to wait for like a half hour in line to get in. I mean, you're not nice.
No. It doesn't mean you're not nice, but I would have thought he would have been more strange.
Yeah. No, he seemed totally normal.
Totally
and
normal.
And I think, you know what? If you have a small penis or something, it's better to like own it and be able to like make jokes about it so that then people, because I think if anything, other people are probably more uncomfortable with it than you are. Like if people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he was saying about going skinny dipping.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that would suck. But if everyone's like, that's John and a small dick, then everyone's
yeah. Remainder of the drink, because she already spilled half it. Just the remainder. I poured it inside her Prada bag, I think it was.
I think it was a knockoff.
Good for you.
Yeah. Right? That's what I said. Fuck her.
Yeah, then we had to leave.
Yeah. Well, wait, no, we stayed for a while and then we left. It wasn't. Gotta own your flaws, you know?
Yeah.
So, good for him. Maybe we'll see him this year.
Yeah,
he kind of looks like Duck Hunter-ish.
Oh, I think he looks like Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong.
Oh.
No.
That's happened the year I was in it and it had again last year. So he's got a poop fetish. And it's happened 2 years in a row now where at some point the whole bar just... You must have left early if you didn't...
We didn't stay very long. It was so crowded.
Yeah, it was, like, unpleasantly crowded. Like, people just kept bumping into us. It was impossible to order a drink. We couldn't really see. Like, we're glad we went, but it was kind of crazy.
That's
yeah.
But, no, it would be great to go this year.
Yeah. So maybe we'll see you this year.
All right.
All right. Thanks for talking
Thank
to
you.
Us.
Thank you.
It's nice talking to you.
Bye. Have a good day. Well, that was very informative.
He seems like a very nice man.
He seems like a nice, normal man. I mean, you wouldn't think that considering he chose to compete in such a pageant.
That doesn't mean you're not nice.
No. It doesn't mean you're not nice, but I would have thought he would have been more strange.
Yeah, no, he seemed totally normal.
Totally
and
normal.
And I think, you know what, if you have a small penis or something, it's better to, like, own it and be able to, like, make jokes about it so that then people... Because I think if anything, other people are probably more uncomfortable with it than you are. Like, if people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he was saying about going skinny dipping.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that would suck, but if everyone's like, that's John and a small dick, then everyone
yeah.
would just be like, whatever, and nobody would even bother.
It's true, if you just
make
are confident.
Of Tammy and her, like, one giant nipple.
That's a good point. There's that giant nipple again. It's like a cyclops.
Pancake.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to own it. Got to own your flaws, you know?
Yeah.
So, good for him. Maybe we'll see him this year.
Yeah,
he kind of looks like Duck Hunter-ish.
Oh, I think he looks like Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong.